A hierarchy of forces might be found if you traced back, comparing all the religions of antiquity to find a root idea. The original idea of one is separated through different ages, nations and cultures, until that first idea is veiled in human fancy. The causeless cause was transferred to the caused effects, becoming causative and profaning the root idea of one. Until no nation conceived of the one principle, the unknown darkness. The one is symbolized by a circle or triangle with a point or logos within it. That which emanates, expressing from the logos, returns to darkness. The one is symbolized by a circle or triangle with a point or logos within it. That which emanates, expressing from the logos, returns to darkness as soon as it's evolved. It is not ego or non-ego, not consciousness, not Atman. It is the one essence which starts into existence, becoming an object of knowledge, a center of energy. It is Logos. Hebrew Kabbalists gave it shape, Ein Sof, the unnameable, unfathomable, a term of negation. A boundless sphere, impossible to comprehend. Unknown to us except through the manifested universe. In Eastern and Western esotericism, female power is in nature, and it can be both metaphysical and terrestrial. It is said numbers were revealed by celestial deities, calling forth everything through sound and harmony out of the chaos.